愿神的平安与你一起。
Welcome everyone who comes to this special service.
在今天特别的日子里面，欢迎大家在我们当中。
Our sermon passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 to 19.
今天的讲到经文是哥林多前书第十五章十二到十九节。
And let's read this passage together.
那我们来一起来诵读这一段的经文。
Verse 12,
第十二节。
But if it is preached that God has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that? There's no resurrection of the dead. If there's no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ had not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about Godthat he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ had not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those who also have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ,We are all of all people most to be pitied. Let's bow and pray again.
我们再次低头祷告。
Dear Lord, again we ask your Holy Spirit to guide us at this time.
主啊，我们这个时候求你的圣灵来引导我们。
So that we are touched by you, by your word.
我们让你的话语来触摸我们的心。
And we are willing to follow you, to decide to commit ourselves to you.
我们也决定了跟忠心来跟随你，把我们的生命交托给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now today is Easter Sunday. Everybody knows that.
今天呢是复活节的主日，大家都知道。
And we are here to celebrate Jesus Christ's resurrection.
我们在这里来庆祝耶稣的复活。
But first, I want to talk about death first.
但是呢，我首先要讲的是死亡。
And I think it's totally logical.
我觉得是完全合乎情理的。
Because if there's no death, there's no resurrection.
因为如果没有死亡的话，就没有复活了。
And Jesus' resurrection means Jesus is risen from the dead, right?
那今天我们说的复活就是说耶稣基督复活了。
And first, let me ask you a question.
那我首先问你大家一个问题。
What do you think if death has a color?
如果你在想到这个问题的时候，你会怎么想到呢？
If death had a color,Or an image.
如果死亡是有一个图像或者是那个一个形象的话，
What color or what image do you think of it?
你想到的是什么颜色什么的图画呢？
What's the color of death?
你觉得死亡是什么颜色来代表呢？
What's the image of death?
如果死亡的图像又是什么样呢？
Now to me, death is like this. What's that?
对我来讲呢，死亡就是像荧幕上的
dark，
就是黑暗
，totally dark，
是完全的黑暗
，no life at all，
没有生命。
And what is the image？
那你的图像是什么样呢
？And my image is a cave。
我的图像是一个山洞
，a deep, wet cave，
是一个很深、很黑暗又很潮湿的山洞。
And I think many of you probably would choose dark as your color of death.
我想很多人可能会选择黑暗来代表你的死亡。
Why?
为什么呢？
I think because dark gives us a kind of a very special feelings.
因为呢，那个黑暗呢，给我们带来一个很特殊的感受。
It gives us an impression of lifeless, of hopelessness, sadness, and seriousness.
它给我们带来的就是一种就是悲哀的没有盼望的没有希望的而且是很沉重的。
And that's why we think of death as darkness.
所以我们才会说死亡是一种黑暗的。
And why do you think of death as a cave?
那你为什么你会想到是在死亡是好像一个山洞呢？
It's because when I think of death, it seems like that we are trapped into something that we cannot escape from it.
因为我会联想到，就是说，当我们山洞的时候，我们是没办法脱离的。
And I think I'm kind of trapped in this kind of cave.
我就会被捆在这个山洞里面。
And what do you feel?
你会感受到什么呢？
Of course, with this dark and wet around you,
你会
is terrified.
你会感受到这个山洞里面那种的恐怖，那种的孤单，那种的没有希望。
And indeed, death brings us this kind of feelings.
没错，山洞就是给我们带来这种的感受。
And in death, we will lose everything we have worked hard for in this life.
在死亡当中，我们是会今生里面所占取的一切都会消失。
And in death, we will lose our loved ones.
在死亡当中，我们会失去我们所爱的人。
And in death, we need to give up all the precious things we have treasured in our life.
在我们在死亡当中，我们要放弃所有我们所曾经珍重的一切。
And of course, we'll cease to exist.
当然呢，我们也会在这个世界上就不再存在了。
So without resurrection, especially Jesus' resurrection, what you have just mentioned is probably the picture of death.
所以如果没有耶稣，没有复活，特别是没有耶稣的复活的话，我们刚刚所讲的一切都是这样子的情况。
Totally terrified.
就是完全的消失，完全的恐怖。
Totally hopelessness.
完全的绝望。
And today's passage, make it really clear.
今天的经文也跟我们讲得很清楚。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. It's in vain.
你基督如果没有复活的话，你们的信便是徒然的，你们仍在罪里。
And you are still in your sins.
你们还在你们的罪当中。
Why we are still in our sins?
为什么我们还在我们的罪当中呢？
Because the penalty of sins is.
因为罪的审判。罪的代价是什么呢？
Death.
就是死亡嘛。
And then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
那今在今生就没有指望了。
If your loved one dies, that's it.
你若死了，就这么了，就这么多了。
He's gone.
就是全部都消失了。
And if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are all of people most to be pitied.
如果靠着基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜了。
You know, in our Christian faith, we believe that death, including physical and spiritual one, is the result of our sins.
我们都知道，在我们的死亡呢，是因为我们的在罪当中。
So again, if the Jesus resurrection, we are still in our sins.
如果没有耶稣的复活的话，我们仍在我们的罪中。
There's no way out.
就没有一个出路了。
There's no outlet.
There's
no outlet.
没有，完全没有出路了。
And if there were no resurrection, everyone who died, including our loved one, would cease to exist and forever lose.
如果我们没有这样子的复活的话，我们所爱的人就永远永远的消失。
And now you can see why resurrection is so important in our Christian faith.
所以你会看到复活在我们的基督教的信仰当中是多么多么的重要。
Actually, it is a game changer.Changer in our life.
事实上，它是我们生命当中一个很重要改变生命的一个元素。
And I believe Jesus' resurrection actually changed the color of death.
我相信耶稣的复活，它也改变了这个死亡的颜色。
And Jesus' resurrection changed the image of death.
然后耶稣的复活也改变了这个死亡的印象。
It's true we are trapped in this cave.
没错，我们是被困在这个山洞里面。
But Jesus came to this cave to save us.
但是耶稣却来到那个山洞当中来拯救我们。
And his resurrection actually broke the curse of death.
因为他的复活呢，就破坏了这个死亡的枷锁。
And actually, it changed to a blessing.
然后把它改变成为一种祝福。
Why is a blessing?
为什么是一个祝福呢？
Because it's just a step to eternal life.
因为它是迈向永恒的另外一步。
So life, death, life.
所以是。生命、死亡、生命。
So to me, it changed the image and the color of death.
所以他把这个死亡的图像呢，完全改变了。
So the color and the image of death is no more just darkness.
所以呢，这个死亡的形象呢，不再是那种黑暗。
It's like what?
就像什么呢？
I think it's like this.
就像这个月亮。
Yeah, it's still kind of, you know, you think of it, this is the mystery, it's the dark there.
就好像你还是知道有黑暗在当那里。
But there's a bright moon, there's light, there's hope.
但是呢，却有一轮明月在那里，你知道还有盼望了。
And it gives us a totally different feelings, right?
它就完全给我们一个完全不一样的感受。
Are you scared being trapped in the cave?
你是不是害怕？你是不是被绑在这个山洞里面？
Are you scared in the darkness?
你会在黑暗中很害怕吗？
But if you are in that kind of environment,
但是如果你是在那种环境之下的，
with a bright moon,
你看到一轮明月，
it suddenly become what?
你会突然间感受如何？
Romantic,
很浪漫。
You want to kiss your girlfriend right away.
你会想亲吻你的女朋友。
See, the one thing has changed, can change everything.
所以你要看到有一个东西，有一件东西在那里，就会完全改变那个环境。
And Jesus' resurrection is that one thing.
然后耶稣的复活就是那一个因素。
那 maybe someone would say,
也许有人会这样说，
Well, I don't believe in eternal life.
哎，我不完全相信这个有永恒的生命。哎，
I don't believe in judgment.
我不相信有大审判。
And I don't care about resurrection.
我也不理，不会理会。
Who cares?
有谁会关心呢？
Once we are gone, we are gone. So what?
我们如果死了就死了，有什么关系呢？
We are no more.
我们不再紧张。
But if that's the case,
但是如果那个是事实的话，
if that is the case,
如果这个是事实的话，
what's the meaning in our life?
我们的生命又有啥意思呢？
And why do we care about doing good or doing bad?
我们做好与做坏有什么差别呢？
Why does it matter?
有什么紧张的地方呢？
If death ends all, then why bother?
如果死亡能够结束一切的话，我们还为什么要这么这样紧张呢？
And we should do whatever we can to grasp all the things we want.
然后我们就要花我们的所有的精力去得到我们所想要的。
Because our destiny is the same.
因为我们所有人的结局都
是一样。Who cares about being good or bad?
然后你不会再去理会是好与坏。
And why do we still think of our passing loved ones are still here?
我们为什么会想说我们已经过去的一些的亲戚还在呢？
Why do we still look at the pictures and talk to our past loved ones?
为什么我们还对着他们的照片来向他们来说话呢？
And as Apostle said,
就像使徒保罗这样说，
If the dead are not raised,
他说若死人不复活，
Let us eat and drink,
我们就吃吃喝喝吧，
For tomorrow will die,
因为明天也要死啊，
For tomorrow will die,
明天也要死啊。
I don't know if you've heard of this guy,
我不知道你认识这个人吗，或听过他的名字吗？
Actually he is a very famous existentialist novel author philosopher.
他是一个很出名的这个哲学家，小说家，也是一个存在主义者的
卡姆啊，
就是卡姆。
And in one of his philosophical article,
在他一个这个哲学的文章里面
，he begins with this sentence.
他的第一句就这样写的。
He said there is but one truly serious philosophical problem, and that is suicide.
唯独一个真正严肃的哲学问题。那就是自杀。
There's only one philosophical important philosophical issue.
如果在他的眼中，就是哲学里面最严肃的一个问题，就是
一个 It's whether we should kill ourselves or not.
就是说，我们应不应该要去自杀
？Why did he think of that?
为什么他会想到这个呢
？Yeah, because he thought that life is meaningless.
因为他觉得生命是没有意义的。
There's no meaning at all.
完全没有意义的。
And because of that,
也是因为这个原因，
we need to think whether we should exist or not.
我们就要想到说我们需不需要在这个世界上存在。
And indeed,
事实上呢，
if death is the end, nothing more, maybe he's right.
如果是这样子的话，生命是结束一切的话，那可能他是对的。
But of course we know he's wrong.
但是我们知道他是完全错误的。
We know that life has meaning.
我们知道生命是有价值、有意义的。
Seeking for meanings.
我们是要去寻找我们的生命的意义。
And another poet, I would say.
有一个诗人。
We don't know his name.
我们他的名字我们不知道。
He's a Christian soldier who was killed in World War One.
他是一个基督徒的诗人，在第一次世界大战的时候被杀了。
He wrote a poem like that.
他就曾经写了这样子的一首诗。
This is the last part of the poem.
他是这个诗的最后的一部分。
He said, "If death ends all."
他说，假如死亡是一切的终结。
then evil must be good.
那罪恶会是善良的。
And wrong must be right.
非变成是。
And beauty, ugliness.
美变成丑。
It means that it actually, it doesn't matter.
也是意思说就不再重要，不再关系的。
And if Christ rose not again,
如果神就成为那个没有再复活的话，
God is a Judas who betrays his son.
神就成为犹大背叛他的儿子。
And with a kiss, damns all the world to hell.
以一个吻把整个世界诅咒到地狱。
So it's really obvious.
所以就没有。
If there's no resurrection,
如果没有复活的话，
there's no hope.
就没有盼望了。
There's no meanings.
没有意义。
So do you believe in resurrection?
所以你会相信复活吗？
Or you are like Camus?
或者你会像你像那个卡姆一样？
Life is meaningless.
就是说生命是没有意义的。
And maybe some of you would say,
或者你们有人会这样说。
Well, you know what? I don't believe that is the end.
我不相信那个就是这样子的一切。
I believe in reincarnation.
我相信有轮回这回事。
And based on my karma,
就是按照我今生所做的。
That means what I do in this life.
我今生我里面所做的一切。
I would incarnate into different beings.
我就会轮回到下一生下一辈。
And I keep doing this.
我会这样子不断的这样循环。
And one day until I kind of reach the nirvana.
那有一天呢，我会到那涅槃。
The most peaceful, blissful status.
一个最平静、最快乐的环境。
We know this kind of thinking is really common in our Chinese society.
我们知道，在中文当中，这种的思想是很普遍的。
And many people believe in reincarnation.
也有很多人也相信轮回这回事。
But do you know actually in Buddhism?
但是你知道吗？在那个佛教里面
，actually there are six realms of incarnation, six dominions of reincarnation, I should say, not incarnation, reincarnation.
他在佛教的观念里面有六道的轮回。
Yeah, normally Chinese people just think of two.
一般来讲，人都想到的是两道。
We think of once I die, next life I'll become a human being, or next night I'll become one of the animals.
一般人的想法就是说我下辈子可能就是做人或者是做一个畜生。
Yeah, but in Buddhism, they said they have this kind of six dominions of reincarnations.
但是呢，在佛教的信仰里面，他们是说有六道的轮回。
Some of them actually are very, you know, terrified.
其实他当中你有一些的想都想起来都觉得很害怕的。
Something like hungry ghost.
像恶鬼。
What is that hungry? What are those hungry ghosts doing?
那这些恶鬼在做些什么事呢？
This kind of being is very special.
他们这种的是一个很特殊的一种。
Because they have very big stomachs, bellies.
他们有一个
huge
很大很大的肚皮。
It's a good thing, right?
是一个很好事吗？
No.
不是的。
Because these ghosts have very small mouths.
他们的嘴呢，其实非常非常的小
，and very thin pipe，
一个很窄很窄的这个气管。
So basically, this ghost cannot eat anything.
也就是说，这种的鬼呢，恶鬼是吃不了什么东西的。
So they are always hungry.
所以他们永远都是饿的。
But they cannot eat.
他们可以看，不能吃。
So I don't know whether it's terrifying or it's funny. I don't know.
我不知道到底是应该说是很害怕还是很好笑。
Now, if that is the case,
那如果这个是真的是这样子发生的话
，Let me ask you this.
那我就问你
，Who is going to decide which dominion you should go?
是谁来掌管说到底要去哪一道轮回呢
？What criteria makes you think that you will go to the animal realm instead of the hungry ghost realm?
有什么标准让你成为畜生呢或者是恶鬼或者是地狱呢
And what good you need to do until you can become gods?
或者你要做些什么好事你才能够成为一个天神或者别的
And one thing I don't understand.
这个是我不明白。
If next life you are a kind of a chicken,
如果你下辈子是做一只鸡的话，
And how could you be a good chicken?
你怎么要成为一只好的鸡呢？
When you look at the chicken, can we say, this one is pretty good?
你看着这些鸡群，你会说，这一只是好鸡。
Next life, when somebody eats you,
如果下一辈子有人吃了你，
you will become something else.
你可能会变成别的东西。
I don't know who will decide that.
我不知道是谁来决定这样的事情。
And how can you be a good hungry ghost?
你又怎么样能够成为一个好的恶鬼呢？
So I don't know.
我完全不知道。
I don't know why you believe reincarnations like that.
所以我不知道为什么有人会相信这种轮回的观念。
And you say, well, maybe I'm enlightened.
那我就说，我可能说，有人说我是得到特别的启示。
I don't need to reincarnate anymore.
我不需要再轮回了。
I can reach the dominion of Nirvana.
我可以已经到达那个涅槃的那种境界。
But how?
那如何呢？
Are you confident?
你完全有自信吗？
Do you have a way to say that? Well, I am confident.
你有没有办法说我是完全的有信心的？
When I die, I will go there.
我死了以后呢，我一定会去那个地方。
I don't think you are certain.
我不知道别的其他人会怎么样想。
I don't think you are confident.
我不是觉得你是有这样的自信。
But Christians are confident.
但是呢，基督徒却是很有自信的。
We're confident about eternal life.
我特别是讲到有关永生这一方面。
Not because who we are.
并不是因为我们是什么人。
But because of God. Because who he is.
乃是因为耶稣，也是因为神，他是那一位的神的关系。
Because he's the Son of God who died for us and gave us that promise.
那是因为他是神的儿子，为我们罪死了。
So that we are confident.
然后带来我们盼望，我们才有盼望。
Now maybe some of you may say.
也许有人会这样说。
Well, forget about all those.
忘记 those things. 忘记所有的这一切吧。
I'm a good person.
我是一个好人。
I'm a good person.
我是一个好人。
I think I'll be all right if I die, and if there indeed heaven and hell, I'll go to heaven.
我是一个好人，我死了以后，我一定上天堂的。
And you ask them, you if you ask this guy, say why?
你会问他说，为什么你这么确定呢？
He said, I'm a good person.
他说我是一个好人。
Then I will ask him.
那我会问他。
How good are you?
你好到哪里去呢？
How good are you?
你好到哪里呢？
Are you good enough?
你是好足够好吗？
Yeah, maybe he'll say, well, you know what? I didn't hurt anyone.
你会说我没有害过人。
I didn't kill anyone.
我也没有杀过任何人。
I don't steal.
我没有偷。
I'm honest.
我常常都是很忠实的。
I'm faithful to my wife sometimes.
我有时候对我的太太很忠实。
And I'm always trying to help others. Well,
我常常都会想到要帮助别人。
Well,If in that case, you may not be a bad person. I would not say that you are a bad person.
如果是这样子的话，我不会说你是一个很差的人。
But you're definitely not exceptionally good.
但是你肯定的不是一个很好的人。
Because many people are like you.
因为实际上有很多人都像你一样。
And I would say actually most people are like that.
我可以这样说，大部分的人都是这样子。
Now we Christians say that we are sinners, right? We all believe we are sinners, right?
我们基督徒的就会说我们都是罪人，对不对？
But if I ask you, are you a bad person?
但是如果我问你，你是不是一个坏人？
How many of you will say, I am a bad person?
有谁会举手说我是一个坏人呢？
Are you a bad person?
你是一个坏人吗？
Are you a bad person?
你是一个坏人吗？
Well, we always think that we are pretty good, although we are sinners, but we still think we are good sinners.
我们虽然我们都是罪人，但是我们想我们都不错的，都是不错的罪人。
We say we are humble, but indeed we are kind of, you know, arrogant sometimes.
虽然我们说我们都要谦虚谦卑，但是其实我们很多时候都是有点骄傲的。
And maybe you are a good person according to your own standard.
你对按照你的标准来讲，你也许是一个好人。
Maybe it's true.
也许是对的。
But you probably can say that you are a good person according to God's standard.
但是呢，如果按照神的标准来讲呢，你又不能能不能这样讲，你是一个好人呢？
Because God's standard is way high.
因为神的标准是非常非常的高的。
For some, the Bible said this.
像圣经所讲的这样一个例子。
But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
Let me ask all brothers.
我就问在座的所有的弟兄们，
What do you think about this verse?
你觉得这一句经文是在讲什么呢？
Have you committed this sin?
你有没有犯过这样子的奸淫罪呢？
Have you committed adultery according to this standard?
如果按照圣经的这个标准，你有没有犯过淫乱罪呢？
You don't need to tell me.
你不需要跟我讲。
Because I already know the answer.
因为我已经知道这个答案了。
God's standard is so high.
神的标准是非常的高的。
It's impossible for us to reach all of them.
就并不可能说让我们所有人都能够完全遵守的。
And also the Bible said that if you're angry with brother and sister, it's like you murder them.
圣经也另外一个地方说，如果你跟你的弟兄愤怒的话呢，你就好像是谋杀了他。
So I don't think anyone can be confident, you know, before God's judgment.
所以我没有想到说任何人可以站在神的审判台前面。
And before God, you say, I am good.
你可以在神的审判台前说我是好人。
So, friends, brothers and sisters, are you ready to face your death?
所以我们的弟兄姐妹，我们的朋友，你准备好面对的死亡了吗？
And let me ask you this again. What are your colors and images of death?
我再问你一次，你对于这个死亡的颜色还有它的那个图像，你是怎么想的呢？
Remember I said God, Jesus Christ's resurrection can change the image and the color.
你记得我曾经说过，耶稣的复活，他会改变了这个死亡的图像跟那颜色吗
？If we believe in Christ，
如果你是相信基督的话
，One day when it's time for us to leave this world，
当有一天我们要准备离开这个世界的时候
，We are confident we are with our Lord Jesus Christ，
我们就有这个把握，有这个信心，我们可以跟我们的主耶稣在一起。
Now this is about the future，
这个就有关于将来的事情。
But as I told you many many times before。Resurrection is not just about the future; it's also about the present.
就像我以前讲过很多很多次，这个复活呢，不单是关于将来事情，也是跟现在的事情有关的。
It does not only give us hope for the future, but it also gives us strength, to stay in this world.
不单是给我们对将来有盼望，也给我们现今的生活当中有力量。
So have enough strength to fight against all the challenges we will face in this world.
让我们有这个能力，有这个胆量来面对现今的世界里面的挑战。
And we have the strength to accomplish God's mission for us.
有那个能力来完成神交托给我们的使命。
I think everybody understands in this life there's a lot of challenges.
我想很多人都明白说今生里面当中有很多的挑战。
There are ups and downs.
我们有高有低。
And it doesn't matter you are rich or poor.
或者是有富贵或是贫穷
，whether you are educated or uneducated，
或者你受很高深的教育，或者是比较初级的教育
，whether you are in power or not，
或者你有权没权
，and you will always have problems and challenges. It's difficult for you to solve.
你也一定会有面对不同的挑战，有一定事情是难以解决的。
And even though you're rich or smart like the late Steve Jobs.
如果你是很有钱也很聪明，就像那个 Steve Jobs.
Everybody knows him, right?
每个人都知道 Steve Jobs 吗？
He's the founder of the Apple.
他是苹果公司的创始人。
But a guy like him still cannot overcome cancer.
但是像他这么有能力的强势的人，但是他也不能够克服癌症。
He can hire all the famous doctors.
他可以聘请所有的有名的医生。
He have all the resources.
他有所有的足够的资源。
But still,
但是
his cancer cannot be healed.
他的癌症呢，却没有得到治疗。
Maybe you have power and an honorable status like Queen Elizabeth II.
或者你有所有的荣耀跟那个权贵身份，就像英女王样子。
But still.She has her lousy, lousy family issues.
但是呢，他却是要面对很多很多困难的、很糟糕的家庭的问题。
He still has in-laws problem.
他也有那种就是婚姻里面带来的一些的问题。
Just like you and me.
就好像你跟我一样。
Just like other common families.
就好像一些普通的家庭一样。
How about Celine Dion's?
那如果 Celine Dion 又怎么样呢？
She sings beautifully. I like her.
她唱得非常非常的很好，我很喜欢她。
But she cannot still overcome the steep person syndrome. She cannot sing right now.
她也没有办法能够克服这种僵硬的这种身体的这种病状。她现在也不能唱歌了。
So we all have challenges and problems.
所以我们每个人都有这个挑战，有困难。
And how can we face all these challenges?
那我们怎么样去面对这种的困难，这种挑战呢？
And thank God we have Jesus.
我们感谢神，因为我们有了耶稣基督。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, we are given this power. This power is the power of resurrection.
我们如果已经接受了耶稣基督的话，我们就有这种能力来面对这种的事。
And the Bible said it really clear.
这圣经里面讲得很清楚。
Yeah, we don't have time to go through this in details.
我们没有足够的时间能够很详细的来去看。
But the Bible told us we are given this power when we believe in Jesus Christ.
但是呢，圣经已经老早就很清楚跟我们说，我们相信耶稣以后就有这种能力了。
But you need to unlock it.
但是你需要去开启它。
You need to appreciate it.
你要去欣赏它。
And you need to use it.
你要去好好使用它。
And that's what Apostle Paul did.
那个就是使徒保罗，他已经曾经这样做过。
In his whole life, Paul tried to understand this power.
在这个耶稣的时代，使徒保罗花穷一生的精力来明白这个那种的能力。
That's why he said, "I want to know Christ."
他说，我想知道耶稣基督。
Yes, to know the power of his resurrection.
来知道他，明白。他那个复活的大能
，and participation in his sufferings，
也能够跟他的受苦有份
，and becoming like him in his death，
在跟他的死当中效法他
，and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead，
或者我也能够得以从死里复活
，and did Paul acquire gain this power？
使徒保罗有没有得到这种能力呢
？Yes or no？
是或者不是呢
？Yes, he did。
是的，他得到这种能力。
So we as Christians, we all know about Paul's life.
我们作为基督徒，我们都明白使徒保罗的生平。
He encountered a lot of persecutions, a lot of challenges.
他一生当中碰过很多的逼迫，很多的困难。
But we also know that he have this kind of strength to fight against all these challenges.
我们也明白他有这种能力，能够面对所有的这种的挑战。
To overcome all these challenges.
而且能够克服这些的挑战。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he gained this power of resurrection.
因为他就是有这种复活的大能在他身上。
And Jesus Christ actually assured him.
耶稣基督其实也这样子保证了我们。
Jesus said, "My grace is sufficient for you."
他说：“我的恩典是够你用的。”
That's the power of resurrection.
这个就是复活的大能。
For my power is made perfect in weakness.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses. That's Paul saying. That's Paul saying.
所以呢，保罗他说：“我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。”
So that Christ's power may rest on me.
以致好叫基督的能力能够覆庇我。
And that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties.
So, 我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。
For when I am weak, then I am strong.
因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
And brother and sister, this power is not just for Paul.
所以弟兄姐妹，这种能力呢，不是只有保罗才有的。
Is for all of us who believe in Jesus Christ.
也是所有相信耶稣基督的人都可以有的。
So whenever you feel down, whenever you feel weak, whenever you have no hope, remember what Jesus has done.
所以当你觉得你很低潮的时候，你没有能力，你没有很有盼望的时候，你要想到耶稣为你做的。
Seek for the power of the resurrection.
你要去寻找这个复活的大能。
Seek for the hope.
然后去寻找耶稣的盼望。
Now, if in psychology, we understand there's a different hopes.
哦，在心理学上面，我们知道有几种的这种的盼望。
For example,
例如。
Sorry, I didn't have that slide. One is called the realistic hope.
就是说，一个很现实的这个盼望。
That is hope for the outcome that is reasonable or probable.
那就是说，我们有这种盼望，有这种希望，说有一个很合理的会出现。
For example, you are sick. Your hope is, you know, I will be getting better.
比如说，你生病的时候，你就会有这种盼望，说你会被得到医治，会好起来。
And there's another hope called the transcendent hope.
还有一种的盼望呢，是超越性的盼望。
It is hope that something good can happen.
也是盼望一种美好的、美善的会出现。
Now the hope that Jesus Christ resurrection brings a little bit different.
但是呢，耶稣给我们的那种盼望是有点不太一样。
Because it doesn't focus on the outcome.
因为他这种呢，不是专注在这个结果上面。
What does it focus?
它专注在什么地方呢？
It focuses on the one that leads us into the outcome.
也是专注在这种过程，让我们能够进入这个结果。
So the focus is the person.
所以这个盼望是在这个人身上。
The person is Jesus Christ.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
We believe our Jesus Christ is our Savior, is our Sustainer, is our Creator, is our People Provider.
我们相信的耶稣是我们的创造者，我们的主，我们的支持者。
And he's always have the best interest in our best interest in his mind.
他在他的思考当中，是一切都要最好的来给我们。
So regardless of the outcome, regardless of the situation, we always have hope.
所以以至于我们那个在所有的状况之下，我们都能够有好盼望。
Because we always have Jesus Christ.
因为我们都有耶稣基督。
Not because of the outcomes.
也不是因为那个结果。
Our Lord has risen, and He is our Lord.
我们的主已经复活，他是我们的主。
Earlier we read these verses.
这较早的时候，我们曾经读过这一段经文。
We said if Jesus Christ had not resurrected, then what would happen?
我们讲过说，如果耶稣基督没有复活，他会有怎么样结果
？Now let's look at these verses again.
那我们再次来看这一段的经文。
But we change the perspective.
然后我们有一点改变的这个眼光来看。
Because Jesus Christ has resurrected.
因为主耶稣已经复活了。
So let's change some word.
所以我们来改变一下的字。
Since Christ has been raised,
基督既然已经复活，
your faith is not in vain.
你们的信不是徒然的。
SinceYou are no longer in, so you are no longer in your sins.
你们不再在罪里了。
Then those who also who have fallen asleep in Christ are not lost.
就是在基督里睡了的人也不至灭亡。
For all those who believe in Jesus Christ, they are not lost.
我们所靠基督来生有指望，就没有再失去的这些。
They still live.
他们还存在的。
They still with Jesus Christ.
他们仍然在跟基督一起的。
And one day we'll meet again.
有一天我们是会碰面的。
And since we have hope not only for this life in Christ,
所以我们今生不是在这靠来生来有指望。
Then we are of all people most to be blessed.
就算比众人更有福分了。
Do you want to be a blessed person?
你希望是成为有福的人吗？
Or you want to be a pitied person?
或者是做一个可怜的人呢？
What's the color and image of death?
你对于死亡的颜色跟那个影像是什么样呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, again we thank you for your resurrection.
主啊，我们再次感谢你的复活。
You give us hope.
你给我们的盼望。
You give us strength.
你给我们的力量。
And let us all have this hope in our life during all the challenges we are going to face.
让我们面对我们所有的困难挑战的时候，都我们仍然持守这样的盼望。
And let us all have this confidence that one day we'll be with you.
然后我们有得到这样子的指望，有一天我们跟你在一起。
Not because of us.
并不是因为我们是什么人。
And because of you.
乃是因为你就是那位耶稣基督。
because of what you have done on the cross and what you have done in that empty tomb.
也是因为你在十字架上为我们所牺牲，也是在那个空的坟墓里面为我们成就的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名字求。
Amen.
Amen.